This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, be involved, be engaged, do something. Do something more than nothing. How's that? No, seriously. Get involved, get engaged, get your information from someone you can trust. I hope it's me. But if it's not me, find somebody you trust, find somebody you can get involved and engaged with. And get the information out of the people. You know, they're not allowing us to get it out on Facebook and Twitter. Some of you are making me nuts with the Facebook and Twitter thing. All right, we're up there, and information is getting out. Not to everybody, not the way it should. And I'm not beating my brains out with it. Just so we're clear. If you really want to find us, we're on Parler, we're on Spreely. And you can just go to the website, therealside.com. TheRealSide.com. You watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff going on over there. But really, again, not about social. It's not about the social media. If you want to find out the stations we're on, you go to the website, TheRealSide.com. There's a whole station list there with times and places and areas and states and all that fun stuff. You know, it's always fun when you can listen on the radio because then everybody gets to hear it and you're not just holding a little earpiece up to your ear. Which is what happens in some cases. All right, a lot of crazy stuff going on. David Sussman's going to join me after the break. Hasn't been on in a while. Would love to have him on with me to discuss, you know, really, what's going on out there. I started on the road with Dr. B, but I never really finished it. Need to finish it, but never really did. But I do have a bit of a, before I get to that, because I'll share that when Dave's on. They're probably better. The scientists, through DNA study, for years now, they suggest that all humans may be descendants. Ready for this one? This is something that will rock your world. That we may be descendants of just two people. I mean, I'm going to take a guess at their names, but maybe Adam and Eve? I don't know. These aren't Christian scientists either. These are people that are, you know, well-known in the scientific world. Disagreements between those who support creationism and those who support the theory of evolution. These fights have been going on forever. Book of Genesis tells us that all humanity is ultimately descending from two people. Remember the guy that was doing the garden? The woman that was eating the apple? You remember that. Anyway. According to the New Zealand Herald, a recent study says, well, that might be true. The study was done by Mark Stockel and David Thaler of the University of Basel, Switzerland. They examined the genetic barcodes over 5 million animals from 100,000 different species. And one of those species was humans. God forbid. We don't tie them together at all. Based on those barcodes, and you know, again, I don't know anything about this. I have to take their word for it. They're really just tiny bits of DNA, right? I mean, seriously. From the mitochondria of living cells. Now, the researchers concluded that their data consistent with the hypothesis that all of humanity are descendants of a single pair of adults who lived 100,000 to 200,000 years ago. Again, not according to the Bible. These are scientists. The study showed that there's very little genetic diversity among humans when you look at our mitochondria. Now, mitochondrial DNA is part of our genetic code that is passed to us from our mothers, and it doesn't mix with our nuclear DNA, making it possible to trace a direct material genetic line. I never knew. Did you guys know this? I didn't know this. So, mitochondrial DNA is a small circular chromosome found inside of mitochondria. These are found in cells and often been called the powerhouse of the cell. So they're only passed on from the mother to the offspring through the egg cell. No other way to get them. Now, the study was published in the Journal of Human Evolution. It sparked news outlets to declare all humans are descendants from just two people. Looking beyond the headlines, though, science journalist Michael Marshall notes in an article for Forbes that the DNA barcode is not a perfect method for identifying species. Of course not. All of a sudden, it's not perfect. But it works pretty well. You know, he said the limitations of drawing big conclusions from the DNA, and especially from a single gene, kind of tough. Variants of these snippets of DNA, they say it suggests that the same may be equally true for about 90% of the species on Earth. Right? So the conclusion is very surprising. He said he fought against it. At the time when humans place so much emphasis on individual and group differences, maybe we should spend more time looking at ways that we do resemble each other. Right? The way the rest of the animal kingdom works. I don't know. I get a kick out of this stuff, right? I know it's not like hot news of the day. But if you think about it... No, seriously. Christians and other religions, if you would, talk about how the beginning was, and some believe in Adam and Eve being the beginning. And we're called crazy and stupid and ignorant and God, you know, idiots. Well, guess what? Maybe not so much. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. David Sussman joins me. He hasn't been on for a while, and we got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
This is a real sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, be with us. Hang out with us. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. One of the guys I love to have on with me, Dave Sussman, joins me. And he fills in for me from time to time. And we missed him this week. And, you know, it's been longer times, longer stretches. We miss you, Dave.
I miss you too, man. How you doing, Joe?
Seriously, love having you around. Love having your perspective on things, you know?
Well, it wasn't meant to be this month, but we'll make it happen next time.
I know. We will. We will do that. And I do appreciate your time. So, when I reached out to you earlier, it's like, what are we going to talk about? I always love that line from people. I don't know. Hot dogs? How they're really a lot of filler in hot dogs now? Because that's really all there is left to talk about. Anyway. I think it's a whole bunch of stuff that people are like rolling around in their minds. They're They're COVID burned out. They're election burned out. They're election fraud burned out. But, you know, these are really important things to us. Whether you believe, whether you believe that Trump should concede or not, and I don't believe he should concede at all, but do you fight? Somebody asked me this question. It's great. Somebody asked me this question today as I was pulled in my driveway. One of my neighbors flagged me down and said, look, I mean, whether he stole it or not, or it was stolen or not, shouldn't we just concede so the world or the country can get back to normal? We won't be back to normal if he concedes, will we?
Well, here's the difference between what people are talking about, and that was the whole game plan all along, Joe, is that, just take it. Just take it, okay? Just accept it, and we'll go on, and we'll bring unity back, and, the problem is that 2020 is obviously a year for the books in so many different ways and for all the reasons that we all know right now. But this is a year whereby we've watched the rise of totalitarianism, and it's literally taken hold in the form of lockdowns as we know it, the riots that we don't talk about anymore, censorship by the tech titans and by a mainstream media, and now election fraud. And we're supposed to just accept all of this and just go on with our lives and shut up, as Maisie Hirano likes to say. And for the most part, Joe, we've been somewhat obedient. I mean, you know, we're listening to the experts. I put the face mask on when I go into the store. I just don't want to get yelled at. And quite frankly, I don't want to pick up, anybody's cooties anyway. Our kids are home from school. Our businesses are closed. We're not leaving the house. I can't take my lady friend out for a bite to eat inside of a restaurant. We're not allowed to see our aging loved ones. We're not allowed to even go to their funerals in some cases. And so we're just supposed to accept all of this. And your neighbor is like just, basically paraphrasing the line right now is that you just have to get back. We need some sense of normalcy. And if you're in any way calling any of what's happening right now, this rise of totalitarianism across multiple different categories in our life, if you're in any way fighting that, then you're a conspiracy theorist and you're a nut and you need to be shunned. And I don't think that we should. I think Trump needs to show that this election was stolen. I think he needs to, even if he doesn't win, which we don't think he will at this point, okay? I know there's discussion about the electors and January 6th and so on. But we need to make sure that people understand that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president, that he lost Florida, he lost Ohio. No president has ever won with either out those, and he's lost them both, okay? The number of counties that he won, Joe, is less than half of what Barack Obama won.
Yeah.
And see, he supposedly won. So we need to have that discussion and at the same time use that as a way to check the most egregious forms of what they're trying to shove down America's throat with the New Green Deal, the Iran deal, and everything else, and try and stop them.
Listen, I totally agree with you. And growing up where I grew up in Boston, when they talk about what's going on with the phony ballots coming in and them bringing them in the middle of the night, I mean, some people are going, well, this is far-fetched, and how does this happen without somebody? Oh, come on. Without the guards looking the other way, without people looking what's going on, without the mainstream media reporting, they would never report on this. And to your point, right, Obama had, what, 873 counties with almost 70 million votes. Joey B. got 477 counties with 81 million votes, right? And Donald Trump had almost 2,500 counties with 75 million votes. And then you have to say to yourself, there are valid, and 1,100 affidavits were signed. And they weren't signed by Republicans. They were signed by a lot of Democrats, a lot of average, what they call a blue-collar worker, right? People working hard every day of their lives. And they're in there, and they're telling you what they saw going down, and yet they're totally dismissed by the left. Trump is fighting for those people as well. Don't they deserve to be heard? Don't they deserve to be believed?
Yeah, and you'd think that, I mean, that's a consensus that you and I agree with, absolutely. But they're telling us that, well, there's no upside to continuing this fight. You know, there's no benefits to be gained. If anything, you're going to lose because people are going to get so angry that they're not going to vote for the Republicans. But what people need to see, especially on the right, is they need to see some strength. You know, with the one by one, some of the quote-unquote pillars of the Republican community are now falling in line with Mitch McConnell, who basically says, you know, Biden won. Okay? You know, just in the last few days, Senator Lamar Alexander, you know, he said, the election is over. States have certified the votes. We got to get on. The courts have resolved the disputes. The courts didn't even hear the disputes, Joe.
I know.
The electors have voted, you know, and we see folks like Byron York and even, you know, William Jacobson over at Legal Insurrection, I think it's called. You know, he just says he's tired. He's so tired. He's just tired. You know, and you got the National Review folks. Okay, with friends like these, right, Joe?
Right. But this is why we voted for Trump in the first place, or many of us did. He's a fighter. He's a New York developer. When you get turned down at the permit counter, you don't go back in the corner and cry. You go home and you get your lawyers on the phone. You go back to the office. You work it out. You figure out what you need to do to succeed. You don't curl up in a ball and give up. And I think that's exactly why he's perfect for this position. Now, to your point, I believe he will win, frankly. And I have my reasons behind it. But
what does
even
that
if
look
he
like
doesn't.
To you?
What's that?
What does that look like? What does that mean? There's going to be enough electors leaving January 6th open?
I'm going to go back to not so much the electors. I think that's going to cause a big stir and a big problem. You get enough senators, you get enough congresspeople behind it, but I think SCOTUS is going to have to take it on. I think eventually, look, we heard about, well, we'll talk about this on the other side of the break, but we heard about the fight they had. Somebody's got to grow a spine or we're done. Yeah. We are done as a democracy. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Yays are 359, the nays are 53. The second portion of the divided question is adopted, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The House of Representatives had passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says getting those direct payments was something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that the stimulus payments should begin to go out after Christmas.
The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Watch the show. Head over to the website. Give me your email address so I can send an email once a week. I don't make you crazy with it. Also, some of you have said to me, I don't want to do all that stuff. I'm willing to help you out with a few bucks here and there. Well, it's really simple. Simply one word. Go Joe to 77948. Go Joe to 77948. And you can donate $2, $5, $10. If you donate $5,000, I will personally deliver the receipt to your house and bring pizza. It's really that simple for me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I really do appreciate the time. But let me bring him on with me. Dave Sussman joins me, usually fills in for me when I'm not around, and I always appreciate his time as well. He is the host of Whiskey Politics and the Dave Sussman Show. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate your time.
Yeah. Oh, it's a pleasure. And I'm going to give you a thumbs up to what I was just telling you during the break.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah. So the Grecian is working then.
Yeah. The Grecian is working. The pomade, the Crisco.
Okay, so listen, we were talking during the break. That's what, you know, we should charge for that because that's when the best conversations happen. But,
yeah.
I mean, it happens even when we're on other people's shows. It seems to be one of the best conversations ever. The SCOTUS was a big disappointment, and not so much what would happen with Texas as much as what we heard happen behind the scenes. And you just affirmed, you know, you and I don't go running out on the air with stuff that we hear. You got to find out from a couple of different sources. The fact that their big concern was whether or not there would be rioting in the streets. I guess they don't have a TV. They don't see what's going on in Portland. They don't see what's going on in Seattle. They didn't know about the 30-some-odd people that were shot this weekend in Chicago and the five that were killed. You know, that's what they're concerned with. I thought their concern was supposed to be about the law, Dave.
Yeah, apparently they're more concerned about what happens if there's a riot. According to the reports, and you've spoken about this, I've spoken about it, and it's been reported multiple times, so I don't think this is rumor mongering, but if John Roberts is more concerned about the impact of overturning an election as opposed to upholding the law and the Constitution, then that tells you exactly where John Roberts is. My biggest surprise over all this was not so much John Roberts. We know he waffles. Okay, he's the David Souter of our generation.
Yep.
It's Brett Kavanaugh. It's Gorsuch. It's Amy Coney Barrett. I was stunned to see that neither of those three, especially Kavanaugh. I mean, what they put Brett Kavanaugh through, mm-hmm. you know, the ringer, the absolute ringer during the judiciary hearings. And we stood by him. The American people stood by him every step of the way. And he immediately folded. I don't understand why. And so what we're seeing with those three particular justices that we went through the fight. We pushed. Many of us invested our funds and our time and our resources to get them all approved by the Senate. And it's like, it's almost as if we're looking, you know, through the dust at the Alamo and we see, you know, Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie and, you know, Austin leading the Mexican troops now.
No, you're right. And I'm sitting here thinking, so trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, trying to. And I said to you during the break, I said, you know, Amy's got seven kids, Kavanaugh's got kids, Gorsuch has got kids, and were there threats made? I mean, I wouldn't put anything past anything today. You have to admit, based on what you've seen gone down and what you've seen happen, Portland, Seattle, and these other places, were there threats made? Is there fear? Not that there should be. They knew what they were taking on. But based on everything we've heard and seen, might there have been, and I know you're just guessing, but I mean,
after this year, nothing would surprise me, but I don't know of any proof of that other right. than what we hear, you know, with John Roberts screaming, having a shouting tantrum.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want riots. You're going to get riots. Well, what do you think the summer looked like, Roberts? So we lose a couple of more Starbucks, but we're willing to give up our democracy to the totalitarians?
That was my next question. If we, you know, first of all, SCOTUS has way too much power to begin with. I've talked about this before. They were never meant to have this much power. We could do this whole thing on the fact that they were simply supposed to rule on whether a law was constitutional. They don't make law, so therefore Congress was supposed to go back and take that law and fix it or do what they need to do with it. But that's not what has happened. Everything gets stopped at the Supreme Court. But, again, in looking at that, if they don't fix this, they're looking at potential PAC court. They're looking at a potential total takeover of the Democrats. Would that be the end of our democracy? If you
yeah, I don't. I know during an election time that we all get into a lot of hyperbole, okay?
Right.
But we are really right now at the Rubicon. I think we're past the Rubicon, the point, okay?
Really?
And I truly believe that because I don't see this. I know you're optimistic, and there's a few out there that are remaining optimistic. And I'll stand correct if I'm wrong. But, you know, Joe Biden gets inaugurated, okay, on the 20th. And he's already got his crack team, John Kerry and Susan Rice, and basically the Obama administration redux.
That's
They're
right.
immediately going to implement the TPP. They're going to implement the Iran deal. They're going to, you know, put in the whole the climate change, the Paris Accords. Taxes are going to go up. But beyond all of those things, we're now going to start to see the agencies used as essentially weapons. They're going to weaponize the agencies. If you think them going after James Rosen, you know, in the Obama administration was bad, I'm scared to death what they're going to be doing in the next few years here. It's going to get really, really ugly. And God forbid, and I'm really now deeply concerned based upon what I'm seeing happening in Georgia. If you lose the Senate, Joe, it's done, and there's something like over 100,000 more, 150,000 more votes now, or people registered to vote than actually voted for November the 3rd.
73,000 people registered to vote for the first time on November 4th. They started
for the first time.
For the first time ever.
But there's 150,000 that just were registered that didn't vote that have sent in their
yeah.
This is all Stacey Abrams.
Yep.
They wanted to audit what was the Cobb County. They didn't want to audit Fulton County. That's where a majority share in Georgia of the cheating took place.
That's right. Well, listen, how about the mere fact that the Georgia law states in plain and simple English that you had to be eligible and registered to vote in the general election in order to vote in a special election? So why are they taking those registrations to begin with, or why would they be allowing those people to vote?
Where's the media in all of this?
Well, you know,
I don't watch mainstream media right now. I haven't in years. You know this, but I watched, you know, some stuff on Roku, and it gives you different feeds from different stations. And
right.
I saw a report from ABC News this morning. I woke up early, and you know, first they refer to Sidney Powell. She was on that really right wing conservative station Newsmax, and she's been debunked and completely marginalized and this and that. And they refer to it. Why are they not looking into the blatant fraud that took place in the state of Georgia, especially when it comes down to matching signatures? Why are they not doing that?
Because they hate Donald Trump and what he stands for more than they love this country. You know, the same question was asked me today, what is this all about? And I said, you know, it's really simple. I don't know why people are overthinking this. It's money and power. It's really that simple. Those people at the top rung, they don't care about this country. They don't care whether Americans are doing bad or not. If you keep Americans like we're at today, where so many people are dependent on the government, the nice thing about that is you've got a job for life, right? I mean, just keep look at the stimulus package.
I'm sure you've looked into it. Yeah, but what happened to the media? Where's the media on this?
Media's always been on the left, Dave. The difference is that in the days of Walter Cronkite, they kind of kept it low-key. Now, today, they don't see themselves as reporters anymore. Now they're directors. They're going to direct us on what to believe. They're gonna, look, when you get elected to office, and you know the nights you fill in for me, I'm at the school board. And one of the things I always say to you is, staff always gives you the information to send you in the direction they want you to go in. All right? So when you start asking, what I've got on the board after about a year, wait a minute, where's this? How come I don't have this? Why didn't you give information for this? Because they didn't want me to go in that direction. They wanted me to feel like what they were telling me was the total truth. The press isn't doing any different right now. Look at what's, I know you don't watch this, but I do for the show, CNN, MSNBC, and all these stations. You hear nothing about the Joe B. issues. Nothing about what his son is involved with. All you hear is that they may have to take Trump out by force. That's all you're hearing right now. Hey, got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. David Sussman's going nowhere. He'll be with us after the break.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. That intro is so perfect. I mean, every time I think of people like, you know, Schiff and Swaller and the rest of them speaking up there at the mic, I just keep coming back to that. A lot of people without brains do an awful lot of talking. And they think they're smart, too. I mean, it's just always amazing. When you come to think of the A-team for the Democrats, right? Pelosi, Swallow, Schiff, Jackson Lee. I mean, I got on a whole list. AOC. Well, AOC's kind of been aged out, which is kind of cool. I think it's cool anyway. Let me bring him on. Dave Sussman joins me as he does from time to time. Also, he guest hosts the show. Always appreciate when he does that for me. He's the host of his own show called Whiskey Politics and the Dave Sussman Show. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
All right, so we were talking during the break, and I said to you, I kind of got this weird feeling as you watch what happens and you listen to what's going on, that Joey B was set up. And the reason I say that is you heard, before the election, you heard nothing but ridicule on anything that Republicans came up with on his son or on Joe, with the pictures of him with the girls. you have the Ukrainian issue or what have you. And now all of a sudden, you start to hear from CNN and MSNBC, they're talking about some of the issues that Joe is going to have to overcome. Some of the things he's going to have to talk about and or deal with. And that he can't keep just ducking them. So I'm thinking to myself, God forbid, he gets sworn in on January 20th. Let's just have a LSD moment. He gets sworn in on January 20th, okay? And a couple of weeks down the road, they go, Joe, God, all this stuff is now being turned up, and they're finding tapes and videos. And so you need to resign. And Harris will give you and family, you know, pardons for everything. And this way here, we can get this stuff behind us so we can go on with making this country strong and as socialist as humanly possible. Mm. Am I reaching too far?
No, I don't think you are. You and I have been talking about this for years, and, you know, I think Kamala Harris has been a Manchurian candidate all along. You know, she's the mattress, and she will sell her soul for power. And basically, for the Soros clan and the far left, she's the greatest thing on earth because we have indoctrinated generations of kids who've now become adults who don't look at policy first. They look at plumbing and melatonin first. And so for them, the most important thing isn't the demarcation line between socialism and free markets. It's about the first African-American woman. Okay, that's or woman of color. She's not African American.
Right.
The first woman of color, and so for them, that's what that she is going to be a green light for the most extreme of the extreme. At least with Joe Biden, in all of his 78 years of glory, is still somewhat, you know, I wouldn't call him a moderate. Okay. But he is still somewhat of an old school Democrat, not in the way of Kennedy. But, you know, more along the lines of where Obama was. And if you've got a Senate, you can hold him. But the worst case scenario for the future of this country that doesn't turn around for generations to come is Joe Biden catches a sniffle that turns into something worse and he has to step down. And now you've got Kamala Harris, who's funded by and pushed through by the George Soros policies. And she's basically a green light for the AOC agenda. And you've lost the Senate.
We're
on the precipice of that. We're on the precipice of that now.
Oh, and again, you look at what's going on. Harris's dad even gave up on her. I don't know if you read an article that he penned, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's done with her, too.
Yeah.
So when your dad gives up on you, you've been called all kinds of names, and you're right. I mean, she would sell her soul for anything. Remember, she was the one that called Joe a racist, basically. I mean,
yeah.
And the other thing was with the woman that accused Joe of sexual assault, she agreed or believed the woman. And all of a sudden, when they hold the VP
Tara
in front
Reed.
Of her face, he's a saint.
Yeah, Tara Reid. Yeah, so, I mean, it's all the hypocrisy that we've been seeing for years.
Yeah.
And it's the same hypocrisy we're seeing right now in the implementation of the lockdowns, lockdowns for thee, but not for me, And so you see this across the board. And I don't know. I think that we are in a position right now where people are so fed up. They've tuned out. You and I are one of the most politically active people that we know from the standpoint of commentary and opinion. And even I am tuning out. Before this week's episode of Whiskey Politics, I did a whole thing on social media implementation. But, did they impact the election? Short answer, yes. But for 2 weeks before this, I was doing full deep dives into James Bond. Okay, I mean, I just needed to turn off and escape. And by the way, if you're a big fan of James Bond, check out those two episodes. They're 4 hours. All right, we did everything from 1962 through 2021, every single film. But I needed that. I needed that for me to remain healthy. And if I am actively participating in the national dialogue regarding the election and I need to step back, they're winning. Because I just, you know, for my own mental health.
Yeah.
You know, I needed to step back from this thing. It's unfortunate, but that's why they win and are winning. because they understand how to manipulate it.
But it's because you get, look at, you get like this sometimes. Me being on the school board, again, I know that that's not president and it's not the Senate. I get all of that. But I just lost another ally on the school board. They won another seat, okay, the left.
Oh, boy.
Did. And at the last meeting that we had, for the first time in 12 years, I felt all alone. All right? And I've got two other conservatives on the board, but they acquiesced almost immediately. And it was about banning books. And it was about banning, you know, that there's a move across this country, Huckleberry Finn, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Of Mice and Men. Okay?
Yeah.
Because
these
classics make a certain group feel bad or feel uncomfortable. So I'm the only one screaming that, hey, it's okay to feel uncomfortable. We want to feel it. It helps you move through. Now, maybe if you want to bring in a black teacher, if that makes it better or what have you, to explain the situation of the day and of the time and of the period, that's one thing. But to pull it out because somebody feels bad, then I want, as somebody of Italian descent, I want every reference to the mafia and Italians pulled out of every book that was ever printed here in this country, because I feel bad when you say that Al Capone was Italian. Why do we have to say he was Italian? Right?
And so if you're going to, what you're saying is that if you're going to placate the lowest common denominator and the 15 people on Twitter that raise an issue, that then promulgates into something bigger because the blue check marks find a juicy story they want to report, then we're basically done for. We're no longer going to be able to communicate with each other, and we're almost done for now. I mean, we're not that far from, you know, being in a position right now where nobody is going to talk. We're not going to have a conversation, and you're just going to have to, again, Nasi Hirano, shut up, and you're going to have to do what we tell you to do, and you're going to like it. Yeah. And if you don't, we're going to come in and ruin your life. We're going to cancel you. This is where we are right now with everything, and it truly is scary.
How do they get – okay, look, and I believe this was cheated, but maybe you've got a better insight on it. So, you know, Mr. Gascon – I've been talking about him for a couple of weeks now. So he gets in as L.A. County D.A. I know some sheriffs that I've spoken to already. I can't believe some of the things they're not allowed to do anymore. Like from day one. So this was set up. He was ready to go with this from day one. I don't know if you saw the clip of him yelling at the mom to shut up. All right?
And he did see that. What was this?
So he does a short, he's trying to defend his ruling changes or what have you. And one of them was, you know, he's pulling the extenuating circumstances against killing and that murders and that kind of stuff. This woman's young son was tortured, beaten, and then thrown off a cliff.
Mm.
All right? So they took the hate portion and the extent, they took it all away. So now these people are going to be up for parole in 20 years. As opposed to having life in prison put on him. While the mom is there, she's screaming at him, going, what are you doing? My son was brutally murdered, and she's going through. And he looks at her, and he says, shut up. Just shut up. And he walks up to the podium, and he says, you know, he said, people shouldn't speak out. They shouldn't speak up. She's just shut up unless they have the full information as to what happened.
That's terrifying. Now, did the media come down on him?
No.
So the local media,
I want you to think about something.
Don't have an issue with that.
Right, apparently not. Okay? So you got that. You got everything they've hidden with Joey B. Are you seeing anything of Portland anymore? I mean, it hasn't stopped. The same thing with the...
Yeah.
And how often do you hear about Chicago?
Yeah.
Right? So sometimes I just feel like... I won't give up. I'm too stupid or stubborn. I don't know which. But I don't give up because who else is going to talk about this?
Well... That's where you come in. That's where I try to come in, and we try to raise these as issues. But then the question comes down to how much bandwidth are they going to allow for you to continue talking? You know, especially if you're a bigger profile person.
Yeah.
They've already gotten Fox News. Fox News is ruined. You know, they're going to go after you, and they're going to go after me, and they're going to go after everybody until we are gone.
This is why terrestrial radio. I've been saying this for years. I've said it to you and others. It's so important because it's one of the few places they're going to have a hard time shutting you down. Anyway, Dave, always love when you're on the show. You have a great Christmas. I hope you had a great Hanukkah, and we'll catch up after the first.
Sounds great, Joe. Merry Christmas, everybody. Cheers.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Hey, guys, have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. We want